starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it is day 78 on our journey towards financial freedom. So let's have a look at the markets since the last days, which seem to have sustained their upside momentum, which re-elevated gains to mid of May levels despite the trade war still ongoing. So as we have all learned so far, this is all subject to another bad news dropping. So I'm still looking forward to the opportunity to purchase my favorite stock should that happen, and hopefully at the end of the month so I can accumulate some more cash in the meantime. At the end of June, I will be injecting more capital from my savings in my brokerage account in the form of cash on hand and patiently wait for the next market correction. Following my last episode, I have been reviewing some startups and I have gone through the pitch of about 10, and what strikes me the most is the general level of confidence young entrepreneurs these days have on slapping a multi-million dollar valuation on an idea that they have barely deployed on the market and with no sales data to back this up even. So while I am no angel investor, $5,000 investment budget in a startup a year is to be made with at least some form of data translating some form of performance over a period of time to base yourself on for a decision before giving away your money on a high risk. So I do realize, however, that at this stage, seed investing for a young investor is dumb money, as we have little expertise to bring directly to the business to make it grow to much higher valuation. So it will take some more exposure as investor to become what we call smart capital, but we are all starting in this business, so starting as such does not bother me one bit. I hope you have scored some victories on your side this year so far, and that you are already seeing your net worth increasing month over month. I can certainly relate, and I remember talking about how these little victories accumulated get you multiple steps closer to a state of constant happiness and security, and your mind expands to new limits. Ideas emerge, you see light at every harbor, and all of this because of you and your ability to have re-engineered your lifestyle to laser fit an investor mindset. How does it feel to be alive again, tell me? And do you really miss that $5 coffee? If you do, that is possibly a serious lack of perspective, but that I will leave for another show. I was just looking at my performance in the last 6 months, and I have managed to increase my net worth by 188% through disciplined injection in capital, confident investments through research, learning, above all, maintaining composure in the face of mini crisis. So it will be much more difficult to double my current net worth, but I will certainly settle with a nice double-digit growth in the next 6 months. Do you know why I am so confident I will? Because I have a process in place that I will deviate from under no circumstances, and that is called discipline. We all have it in us, and once you start, you can never stop. At the risk of repeating myself, money or the end game is not what motivates me, but the process of getting there while building new angles on life that drives me. The learning opportunities are infinite, the daily victories on self-improvement, ultimately freedom. Freedom from my employer, from debt, from insecurity, and from unhappiness. It can all start with a will to face your fears, to invest and lower your standards of living, free yourself from other people's opinion, and slowly take off. Money does not equal to happiness, but you can be sure it fixes 90% of your problems, which is not so bad of a step towards happiness. After that, the remaining 10% are in your hands. Atras, this week has been good to you, and I wish you a great weekend ahead. thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so that you stay updated with new episodes. It would mean a lot to me if you follow me on Instagram at the New Investor Podcast. And in the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.